This is Jay Sekulow in Washington, D.C. The issue chaplain's my guest in studio, Congressman Walter Jones.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. This is a very rare opportunity for you. We've got in our studios a very, very good friend of ours, well-known to our audience, been on television with us, radio many, many times, and that is Congressman Walter Jones. We're talking about the issue that is, we think this is our last real opportunity over the next couple of weeks here, folks, to push for a solution to this situation with the chaplains. I've met with the head of the chaplains corps. I've met with their lawyers. We've discussed this issue. We think the executive order is the way to go. But here's what we want to do on the broadcast today. If you've served in the military and have been ministered by a chaplain, if you've been a chaplain in the military or other services, if you have family members that have, call us and tell us your experiences. Congressman Jones wants to hear from you. I want to hear from you on this. So if you had experience with military chaplains, I know we had a number of callers yesterday that called that were had just literally come back from Iraq in the last couple of days. So we want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're talking about the situation of military chaplains. Congressman Jones, as always, it is great for you to be with you, and we're thrilled that you've taken such a lead on this important effort.
Jay, thank you so much, and I want to thank you and all the good that you and those who support you are trying to do to let us remember that God is the answer for this country. It's not a man in the White House. It's not you or me, but God is the only hope for this country. And when we have chaplains that are told not to pray in the name of Christ outside the church on base, it's a sad day. And, Jay, if I can real quickly, you know, I wrote the president.
And I want to point this out, folks. We're posting this to our website. Congressman Jones has written a very, very good letter to the president just the other day, I mean, just a few days ago.
April 23rd.
April 23rd. We're posting that at ACLJ.org. If it's not up there right now, it'll be up there during the program. But go ahead, and we're going to talk about that letter today.
Jay, I was at the White House with many other members of Congress and other people to hear the Pope and to hear the President of the United States. And the President said, and I quote, I put this in the letter to the President to remind him, and I'm going to read this. Here in America, you will find a nation that welcomes the role of faith in the public square. We believe in religious liberty. Jay, he said that to the group there at the White House, and he said it to the Pope. That is what America is about. And yet, what I just read to you and to your listeners, we've reminded the President, Mr. President, all you need to do is to pick up the telephone, call Secretary Gates, and say, Secretary Gates, I want my chaplains to have the freedom that is guaranteed by the Constitution.
1-800-684-3110 is our number. Our phone lines are lighting up, and we want to hear from you, especially those of you who have been impacted by a chaplain or served in the military. We want to hear from you. Let me read one paragraph of this letter. In particular, the following words of your speech touch me. This is from Congressman Jones. Here in America, you'll find a nation of prayer. Each day, millions of our citizens approach our Maker on bended knee, seeking His grace and giving thanks for the many blessings He bestows upon us. Here in America, you'll find a nation that welcomes the role of faith in the public square. We believe in religious liberty. That's what President Bush said. Now, that problem right now that exists, and we're going to get into this after the break. We're about to take a break. But, Congressman, how important is it for the American people to speak out of this, calling the White House, engaging Congress on this, but really right now they focus on the White House? How important is it?
To me, it is the future of America. Without our chaplains having this freedom, there is no future for America.
1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to me on air, and I want to encourage you to do this. Let me give you the number to the White House comment line. Be respectful, be courteous, but let them know you want the President to issue an order, executive order, to the chaplains so they can pray according to the dictates of their conscience. That number, by the way, is 202-456-1111. So it's 202-456-1111. We'll post that on the website as well as we do. But let me also encourage you on this, folks. We're gathering names, now hundreds of thousands of names, that we're going to take to the White House. But you need to add your name to this petition urging the executive order. 877-989-2255 is that number. Do it today. 877-989-2255. You can also sign up at ACLJ.org. Back with Congressman Jones in just a moment.
Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem. Military chaplains are being told to restrict their prayers, to mask their faith. Christian chaplains are being told not to pray in the name of Jesus. It's a very troubling development, one that has the attention of members of Congress, including North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones.
This is a fight that we can win with the help of the people calling and saying, put my name to it.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we are working to ensure that military chaplains can pray openly and freely without restrictions.
Please pick up the phone and call and help ACLJ and myself. Let freedom ring in the military for our chaplains.
1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
We must allow our chaplains to pray as God wants them to pray. Do what is right for our chaplains.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at ACLJ.org. Make your reservations for Israel today.
This is my right. Given by God.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. Congressman Walter Jones is our guest. We're talking about military chaplains. Our phone lines are jammed. If you want to call us, I'm sure one or two will open up in a few minutes. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Folks, it is critical. Congressman Jones has written a great letter quoting back to the president in a very respectful way. The concern about making sure these chaplains can pray. And, Congressman, before we get to the lot of calls that we've got coming in, let's talk about those first couple of reports that came to you as a congressman that got you so concerned about this issue.
Well, let me tell real quickly. I will never forget a phone call I had with Chaplain Jonathan Sturzbach, an Army chaplain in Iraq who I had been told had been removed from his chapel in that country. So he was expecting my call. I said, when we finally talked, I said, Chaplain, tell me why you were removed from your chapel. He said, Congressman, in this division, I was asked by the company commander to pray, have a service for a Army soldier who had been killed, who had attended my church or my chapel, and before the body was to be returned to the family. In this division, I had to email my prayer to the divisional chaplain. He struck through the words, Jesus Christ. I went back.
I want everybody to understand this. He struck through the actual prayer. He gave the chaplains the prayer they was going to give to the commanding officers, divisional leader, and he struck through the word Jesus.
Right. Sturzbach, the chaplain, went back to the company commander and said, Sir, I ask permission not to pray at this remembrance service. He said, Why not? He said, Because I cannot pray in the name of Christ. He said, You will pray, and you will pray in the name of Christ, which he did. Then later, he was removed from his chapel by the divisional chaplain who said, You cannot do that.
Yeah.
And we got involved, myself and other members of Congress. We asked for an inspector general's investigation, and Sturzbach was put back to the chapel.
He was reinstated.
He was reinstated. But Jay, there are so many examples of this. So many.
And we've gotten a lot of calls on these from chaplains in the field and those that have just come back. You got to help us on this, folks, because during the break, Congressman Jones and I were talking about this. You got to realize you've got, 8-10 weeks of legislative session before the next election's coming. So that gives us a very limited time upon which we can react. Now, we've told you to call the White House. We're going to keep that number up on the website. You go to ACLJ.org. But we also want you to sign this petition, because what the congressman and I are going to do is eventually hold a press conference on this.
Absolutely.
Once we get to critical mass, critical numbers. If you want to make sure our chaplains can pray in Jesus' name, here's what Congressman Jones is saying. What I'm saying is you've got to have your voice heard. So simply call our toll-free number, 877 877- 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also, by the way, go to aclj.org and sign up right online. It's that easy to do. If you want the White House number, 202-456-1111. Leave a courteous message. Doug is calling from New York on line two. Hi, Doug. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air with Congressman Jones.
Yes, hi, Jay. I appreciate the message you're getting across. I was raised Jewish. I went into the Army back in 72. I was on a desperate search for truth. It was because of freedom that an Army chaplain had back then to share that Yeshua or Jesus was the Messiah and led me to the Lord in his office, in an Army chaplain's office, that to this day I still proclaim that Jesus is the Messiah. But it's he had the freedom to share his faith back in 72 and 73.
Well, listen, that's a great report, and absolutely, that's exactly the reason we're fighting so hard here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that testimony. Thank you.
A situation, Congressman, like Doug's, where in the military, the chaplain, you know, obviously with time and need, he said he was searching for truth. They're each of these chaplains, people need to understand that each chaplains are credentialed by their various religious groups. It could be within the Christian tradition. It could be a Catholic priest. It could be a Episcopal. It could be Baptist, you know, Methodist, whatever it might be. They have specific faith traditions.
Jay, that is exactly right. This movement within the military started in the mid-late 90s, and basically the chaplains were being taught to be more secular with their praying. To me, in America, a land of freedom, religious freedom, you cannot have the government interfering with your mind and your heart if you are a chaplain. And I would feel the same way about a Jewish rabbi, quite frankly, Jay. This is not about Christians. This just happens to be that situation that involves Christian chaplains, that they are being told outside the church, on base, you're not to close your prayer in the name of Jesus Christ.
1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. We did get an email question, Congressman, from an emailer, Emilio, said he's currently a Navy chaplain. He served in Desert Storm in Iraq. He said he's not having particular problems where he is. Now, you've talked to a number of others, so there's always good reports out there, too. What we're finding in our legal research on this is oftentimes it is base-to-base specific because there's no clear standard in the manual or at the top, and that gives this kind of broad-based discretion. But you've constantly get examples of problems on particular situations.
I'm involved. I cannot say the name of this chaplain or where he's stationed, but I've talked with him by phone, and just read one sentence. This is a sad day. I am told that I am not to present my Christian worldview at the marriage retreats. This Baptist minister.
At a marriage retreat.
Right, at a marriage retreat. This Baptist minister, who is a chaplain in the military, has been told that he cannot divert from the structure. And this is about marriage counseling.
And can't mention his faith or Jesus or anything else.
This is why, and to the Navy chaplain that you spoke to, let me tell you another situation involving a Navy chaplain in Hawaii that 2 years ago I spoke to. He was expecting my call. He said, Congressman, we had been holding memorial services for Marines killed in Afghanistan and Iraq. He said that at one of these services, I closed my prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. He said about an hour later, I got a telephone call from a Marine captain, very respectful, who said, Chaplain, remember, in those kind of settings, you're not to pray in the name of Christ. I've got hundreds of stories.
Yeah. This is and I'll tell you something. When you look at the manual itself and the internal sample and model prayers that are given, you don't see a reference to Jesus. I tell you, that's one of the things that concerns me the most about this. Some of it's in training process here.
Absolutely. And Jay, to me, America was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and all President Bush has to do is to pick up the phone, because he's the commander-in-chief.
Right.
He can just say to Secretary Gates, as long as I am the commander-in-chief, I want my chaplains to have the freedom to pray as they see fit.
Yeah, I mean, all we're asking for here, we're not asking for legislation. We were very close about a year and a half ago.
We were
close at getting it, and I thought we were going to get it. I mean, it looked very, very positive. Didn't work out, so now we rolled back some regulations. But now it's a situation where it's going to take an executive order. So here's what we want you to do. I just received word from our producers that the White House comment line right now is closed. because of a special event. But don't worry, because we're going to be doing more programs on this in coming days. But here's what you do in the interim. You call us, and we'll add your name to that petition. We'll get all this over to the White House. 877-989-2255. If you want to make sure these chaplains can pray, 877-989-2255. Also, ACLJ.org. And we're posting Congressman Jones's letter to the website. And let me tell you what else I think we're going to do here. We're going to come back in about 3 weeks or so, before the holidays coming up, and we're going to do a series of programs. We're going to do it for television also. So we'll have our TV cameras in here. We'll get Congressman Jones back. We're going to get this letter. I'm going to have this letter sent in a mail package that we're going to send out so you actually see Congressman Jones' letter. This will give a good synergy to what we're talking about here, Congressman. So
yes,
we're going to follow that up. We've got a lot of calls coming in, and let's go right back to them. Ruth is calling from South Carolina. Hi, Ruth.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that I'm a military brat. My father was in the Air Force, and we lived on the Army base for a really, really long time. And if it wasn't for the chaplains being able to teach me the gospel, I wouldn't be able to teach the gospel to my daughters right now.
Well, listen, Ruth, we appreciate that. We appreciate your father's service to the country and appreciate your service as a military, the child of a military man. We appreciate the sacrifices you've made. But, Congressman, this does point to exactly what Ruth's saying. Her knowledge and understanding of the gospel, that's the environment they live in. That's why we have chaplains.
Jay, that is exactly right. And I will tell you again, I don't think if we do not guarantee this freedom to our chaplains, I think God would frown on America, because where are we going in this country when chaplains want to close a prayer in the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and they're afraid to do it? That's not America.
You know, the whole idea that you're afraid to do it, I mean, I can't imagine that. I mean, here's a situation. Let's say a Jewish chaplain, a rabbi, and the traditional Jewish prayer is the Shema, which is in Hebrew. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Now, if I was going there, that may be easy, but okay, somebody else is going there, not from a Jewish background, and that's the chaplain that's praying that day. Are we so insensitive that we're going to say, oh, I can't hear his prayer?
No,
of course not.
Absolutely not. And that brings another point about the Navy chaplain in Hawaii that I was just telling the story about. He was so upset after the Marine captain called him that he sought out a Jewish rabbi who was a chaplain, and he said, Rabbi, are you offended when I pray in the name of Jesus Christ? He said, absolutely not. That is your faith. That is your tradition. You should pray as you see fit.
I mean, this is such a no-brainer. I mean, this is easy, but we've got to get reaction. You've got to get reaction. We've got to get the attention of the White House. Folks, as we're getting ready to take a break, you go to your phones, 877-989-2255. Congressman Jones and I, we need your help on this. For us to
Absolutely. Get
a movement started on this over the next remaining weeks we have left in this presidential cycle, we really need to hear from tens of thousands of you. So you
Absolutely.
Go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255, signing your name, encouraging that executive order. You can also go to ACLJ.org and pick up information online. But call us right now, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at ACLJ.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem. Military chaplains are being told to restrict their prayers, to mask their faith. Christian chaplains are being told not to pray in the name of Jesus. It's a very troubling development, one that has the attention of members of Congress, including North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones.
This is a fight that we can win with the help of the people calling and saying, put my name to it.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we are working to ensure that military chaplains can pray openly and freely without restrictions.
Please pick up the phone and call and help ACLJ and myself. Let freedom ring in the military for our chaplains.
1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
We must allow our chaplains to pray as God wants them to pray. Do what is right for our chaplains.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. Our guest, and we're very fortunate to have him, is Congressman Walter Jones in the studio with us. We're going to do this again. I mentioned this before the break. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get our camera crews up here. We're going to shoot this for television over the next couple of weeks. We'll do a series of programs on this. It's very, very important, so we want to keep bringing this issue. Now, Congressman, our phone lines are jammed right now, but we're going to try to get through as many calls, because a lot of people want to talk to you, as we can. Let's go to Barry, who's calling in Kentucky on line 6. Hi, Barry.
Hi.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. My comment there to the congressman and to everyone out there is that the importance of the chaplains, especially in the military, in the Navy, they are the ones that bring us comfort and guidance. And he's the one that gives us the support that we need in order to do our jobs. Because without him being able to pray with us over at nighttime to give us some rest, that we have a higher power that we turn to, and when he prays in the name of Jesus, the Son of God,
amen.
There's no higher power there, and we know that we cannot fail if we have him behind us. And if we don't have him, the only thing there that we can do is to destroy ourselves.
Now, Barry, you served in the you were in the Navy for how long?
13 years.
13 years. Well, first of all, I want to tell you we appreciate
Absolutely.
Your service to the country. And, Congressman, this is another example of we had the situation earlier where the daughter of the military personnel was said they were ministered to by here the military men themselves. These chaplains play a really vital role.
Jay, there's no question, and Barry certainly did articulate that extremely well. I mean, he was there. He knows. And this is what the problem is. If this was in 1990, you and I would not even be doing the show because it wouldn't be a problem.
Right.
This is a problem that started in the mid to late 90s and continues to grow as a problem. And again, I will tell you, I would fight, I've said this on the floor of the House, I would fight just as hard for a Jewish rabbi's right
Sure.
to pray as he or she sees fit. And if we lose this battle with the Christian chaplains, what's coming next? That's my concern.
Kristen's calling from Virginia on line 2. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Kristen, you're on there. Hi.
I wanted to tell the congressman thank you for actually standing up for these chaplains in the military. My husband is in the Navy and is in South America right now, and I really wish that he could hear you guys talking because we have had several problems in his command, and we've talked about writing our congressman, and he has been completely ridiculed for it. And people laugh at us saying, you know, you can write your congressman. They're not going to do anything for you. They don't care. And people in his command have told us that. And I just wanted to say thank you for actually doing something about this.
Ma'am, I would tell you, I would love, I don't know how to do this, Jay, but I would love to get a letter from you. You don't even need to sign it. You just need to give me the situation because as long as God gives me life, I will fight for freedom of religion in this country. And I don't know
really
how to get
it.
Well, we could, Kristen, you hang on the line here, and we're going to get someone from our staff to get information from you, and we'll get you directly in contact with Congressman Jones' office. That's why we're doing this program
Absolutely.
Today, and that's why he's here. So you do that. You hang on the line right now. We'll get someone from our staff. We'll get the information for you. So you hang on the line. We're going to get you some help right away. Let's go to Jerry. He's calling from Georgia on line 3. Hi, Jerry.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I was in the military 20 years and 29 days. And I'm here to tell you right now, the military chaplain definitely has a problem of preaching the true word of God and in their prayers with, in the name of Jesus, or any reference to Jesus. The school of chaplain is at Staten Island, New York, or Fort Hamilton, Brooklyn, in that area. And let me tell you something. When they're told to mask their faith, they're also told a lot of times that it's in violation of military policy, the UCMJ.
Let me tell people what that means. That's the Uniform Military Justice Code, Code of Justice, which is a whole separate body of law for the military. And now, Congressman, I've heard some of these stories where they'll say you're violating not only an internal policy but the Uniform Military Code of Justice. But this all can be corrected very quickly by the president.
the president just picks up the phone and calls Secretary Gates and say, I am the Commander-in-Chief. As long as I'm the Commander-in-Chief, the chaplains will have the freedom to pray as they see fit. It's that simple.
It's called an executive order. Now, and some of you are saying, weren't we close to getting legislation about a year and a half ago? And we were really close. I could tell you where I was standing when Congressman Jones called me, and it looked like we were going to get it. And then I got a call probably 2 days later. I also remember where I was, right outside of here at the townhouse in Washington across from the Supreme Court. When it was, I think it was Senator McConnell actually said, we're not going to be able to get this through in the Senate language, in this legislation that was going through. So now it requires an executive order. But like I said, we need everybody's help on this. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. You're signing a petition going to the president, which Congressman Jones and I are going to make sure gets to the president, that says issue an executive order so these chaplains can pray according to the dictates of their conscience. Again, 877-989-2255. You want to talk to us on air? 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Chanel. Chanel is calling from Kansas on line one. Hi, Chanel.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Great. How can we help you?
I'm a chaplain assistant in the Kansas Army National Guard.
Okay.
There's only three females here in the Guard that are doing chaplain assistants, and I think at this time there's only four of us who are active. And we don't have that many chaplains here because it's just really hard to keep chaplains. But
yeah.
I serve a lot of soldiers every day, and so do our chaplains. And a lot of the families, I don't know what they would do if they couldn't come to us.
Well, you know, one of the things that we've talked about on previous programs, we haven't talked about it a lot here, and I appreciate, Chanel, your service, but Congressman, that is these chaplains they are that vital link on the spiritual life of these soldiers, whether it's the National Guard, whether it's we've heard from the Navy and the Marines today. I mean, it's a vital link.
Jay, there's no question about it, and that, again, is why this is such a critical issue. I would love for you and others to be able to stand in front of the White House before July the 4th and give the president thousands of names of the American people saying, as we celebrate freedom in America, Mr. President, give freedom to our chaplains.
It's that straightforward, folks. 877-989-2255, urging the president to issue an executive order. 877-989-2255. James on line three. Hi, James.
Yes. Hasn't this situation with the chaplains been going on for over a year now, about a year or so?
I was made aware of this by Navy chaplains at Camp Lejeune. We were off base when they met with me, and this is the fourth year of this effort.
Yeah, so this has been a four-year effort. Yeah, they do. Yeah, and here's what happened. I mean, the White House thought, as we all did about a year and a half ago, we were going to get a legislation that was going to handle it, and we were very, very close on getting it. But what Congressman Jones has done now, which I think is the thing you have to do, is he sent another letter to the White House. That letter, by the way, posted at ACLJ.org from Congressman Jones, and it sets forth the reasons why we have to go forward on this. We are out of time. I'm going to try to grab one more call. Melanie, very quickly, please, from New Mexico. Hi, Melanie. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm so glad I got to speak. Thank you. God bless you guys so much for this. I lived in Roswell, New Mexico, New Mexico Military Institute, and I'm so glad that the cadets had to go to church. They didn't have a choice. And so many of them were saved because of that, and I just wish there were more of those situations out there.
Well, the military right now, they can't compel a cadet to go to a chaplain, to a chapel if it violates their faith commitment. That's part of religious freedom, too. They can't compel it. But right now, the problem is, the concern is, the pastors, the chaplains, and they are pastors, are afraid to even pray according to their faith tradition. Congressman, we got less than 30 seconds here. How important is it for the American? We're going to be talking about this more this coming week and the weeks ahead, but how important is it right now to get movement on this? We've got less than 40 seconds.
Jay, in my opinion, if there's going to be a strong America for the future, is that we protect religious freedom, and that includes our chaplains. Please be on this petition. Help Jay and I go before the White House and say, Mr. President, return the freedom. You can do it with a phone call.
Here's what you do, folks. 877-989-2255. Do what Congressman Jones said here. 877-989-2255. Now, you can also go to ACLJ.org. You can sign up right online. Thousands have done it. 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. The letter from Congressman Jones posted on the website. So go visit us at ACLJ.org or call us right now, 877-989-2255.